never mind, let's say it's Iran, we'll stick with Iran, unquote. Please advise.
Suspicious activity report from teller number 7719, Hollis, New York. Olaf,
redacted,
attempted to withdraw $500,050 today. Very polite and even flirtatious. I'm not saying anything, but he was fine. He complimented my new desk frog. Unfortunately, moments after his withdrawal, he was discovered a block away from the bank with a puncture in the back of his skull. Linda found him while walking to Chipotle, flagging all three accounts. Suspicious activity report from teller 7719, Hollis, New York. Customer,
redacted,
has requested that $300,000 be transferred to Arona,
redacted,
a.k.a. Titty Kaka, a.k.a. Miss Milky Craps. He also brought a stuffed turtle and presented it to me. He said, quote, your frog could use a friend. Everyone needs friends. Friends stick together. Could you imagine if this turtle told everyone about the frog's personal business? It might be the end of both of them, end quote. He placed a Polaroid photo on my desk and asked me to do what I could to keep his transaction private and unlogged. When he left, I turned it over. The picture showed my original desk frog in a dank basement, rubber-banded to a little chair with lit matches jammed in his eyes. Please advise.
Suspicious activity report from AML Supervisor, Farmingdale, New York. Transfer requested from...
redacted.
Based in UAE in the amount of $1.25 million from...
redacted.
Account number...
redacted.
Unable to verify business address. I contacted customer...
redacted.
I could hear a conversation in the background. His self-identified business partner, Dennis...
redacted.
Took the phone and asked me how much money I made and if I knew who he was. Customer Cohen returned the call...
redacted.
Saying that the money was a private investment in a tech company, Zorin Industries, he was considering doing business with. No record of this company exists, but a Google search provided a reference to it in the 1985 James Bond film, A View to a Kill. I asked if he was referring to a fictional company in a spy movie. Before customer...
redacted.
...could answer, he was interrupted again by his associate, Dennis...
redacted.
He said, quote...
redacted.
Hello, haven't you heard of it? The CEO was an albino. He flies high atop the clouds in an incredible blimp, unquote. Transcript indicates that a fourth party in the background referred to associate as, quote, Mr. President, unquote, looking to verify call number and amount.
Call. Essential Consultants. January 18th, 2018.
Hello?
Hi, you've reached Essential Consultants. If you're calling about insights into the president's thinking, press 1. If you're calling because you're an adult movie actress or model who needs to keep her mouth shut, press 2. For all other calls, press 0. Hello, Essential Consultants.
Hi, this is Dave Brock from Felicity Financial. I'm looking into a recent transfer to account 009-88824 in the amount of $775,000.
Yes, I mean, we have any number of accounts. We appreciate your business.
Well, this is specifically the account number I just gave you.
Well, we have many.
I understand that. You have many, but that's irrelevant. I wanted to know specifically about this account and the money transferred into it. Felicity usually flags anything over $250,000 for large transactions to third world nations. And we noticed that this was going to Niger, and we're concerned, obviously, about security and fraudulent transfer of funds.
Okay, well, thank you very much, but we're not interested, and we'd like to be removed from your list, please.
I'm not a telemarketer. I'm the vice president of AML at Felicity, and I'm very concerned about this transfer. So, again, if I could get the information on the account number and what the transfer routing was, it would really help my day.
Okay, well, I guess I'll have to talk to my supervisor. Can I talk to your supervisor?
The president of the bank is my supervisor, technically, but he's...
And is he available? Because if I put my supervisor on, he's going to want to talk to your supervisor.
She is obviously very busy with a number of different responsibilities.
So is my supervisor.
Again, I don't think there's a relative relationship, which is that I probably would be above your supervisor in terms of status, even at your company, whereas my...
If that's up for debate, I mean...
It's not, okay? Listen, I really need to speak to you about this. I feel like I'm getting the runaround.
No, I'm here to help. You called our service line, and you know, I just got back from break. I had a great lunch, so I'm feeling good.
Okay, I don't really care about whether you had a good lunch or not. I'm also concerned about the first two options on the voicemail. The first one saying peddling influence for the president is in the voicemail, and the second one is specifically for porn stars.
It's not influence. It's insight, and it's not porn stars. It's also models, and it's a typo anyway.
What do you mean, typo?
As consultants, my supervisor, who's the only other person who works at this company here, we work out of the office of a taxi maintenance shop in Long Island City.
What?
My boss has a unique insight into the president's thinking. So what you pay us for is insight. It's not influence. It's insight. So do your homework and call us back.
All right, you're being very rude, first off. And second, if this is true, it sounds to me like your entire company might be fraudulent. If you're not an actual consultancy firm...
We are.
...with the proper licensing...
Isn't that state by state?
It is state by state. In your state. In New York State.
Yeah, I'll have to get back to you on that.
You should know if you have the proper licensing if you're representing the company.
I assure you that everything we do is in compliance with the law.
Well, not this! I'm calling you specifically about something that is not in compliance with the law.
That's up for debate.
It's not up for debate. This money was then transferred to three separate bank accounts in Niger. It transferred through a third-party holding company to a bank that has a relationship with Iran. This is a violation of the OFAC.
Well, we'll agree to disagree on that.
I don't want this to be a relative or subjective conversation. We're talking money and law. Those are objective ideas. Now, I can red flag the transfer and get the feds involved if you'd like, or I was trying to work this out privately with you as two bankers to each other, banker to banker.
Well, I'm not a banker. I'm an intern.
What?
Yeah, I go to Sarah Lawrence. Go the Lawrences. Go Larry's.
Oh, you went to Sarah Lawrence? So did I. Listen, don't worry about it. I'll let this one slide.
Oh, wow. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Call Essential Consultants, April 19th, 2017.
Hello, Essential Consultants. For insight into the president's thinking, press 1. If you're an adult film actress or model who...
Hello?
Hello, Essential Consultants. This is Sally. How can I help you?
Hi. My name's Waxana Lust. My real name's Betty Sanders. I was told to call this number if, I've had sex with the president.
Okay, great. Let me open a case file for you. Let me get your story and some personal information, and then we'll either put you in touch with the National Enquirer, who might want to buy your story from you and then kill it, or we could just pay you directly to keep your fucking mouth shut.
Okay. Well, listen, okay, so I was in California for an adult convention. I'm an adult actress and model, and some people, friends of friends, told me there was a VIP event with Transfo and everything. So they brought me to a house north of Calabasas, and I didn't know who I was going to meet. I really didn't. And they brought me into a room in the house. It was sort of furnished, but mostly empty. I don't know how to describe it.
You were brought to a safe house for illicit sex?
I thought I was going to die.
Oh, we hear that a lot.
I'll bet. So they brought me into this room, and it was like a viewing room, and I stood in the center, and they put a hood on me, and then they pulled the hood off, and there was a series of windows, and in each window was a different man bidding for me.
Okay, I'm not sure how Essential Consultants can help you with this.
Well, Mr. Trump bought me, and so...
Okay, so first things first, we're going to want to refer to him as Mr. Dennison for the remainder of this conversation.
Oh, okay, yeah, Mr. Dennison?
Remember, Dennison like venison, Dennison Tower, Dennison Casino, Dennison Steaks, you know.
President Dennison. President Dennison's campaign staff brought me from the house to a hotel room. He said he got lonely on the campaign, and so, listen...
This was during the campaign?
No, this was recently.
During the 2020 rallies?
He called it a campaign rally.
Yeah, it's all sort of the same thing. The campaign hasn't really stopped. None of this has stopped. It's never going to stop.
Well, I don't really follow politics. Anyway, turns out there were four other girls in the room when I was there, and, well, look, I know the deal. Even though technically I was kidnapped, I wasn't too scared. I was there to do whatever. And, you know, he sat down at the edge of the bed, and his little pud was sticking out. You know, his little, I mean, have you ever seen it?
No, but, I mean, I've heard it described dozens, maybe even hundreds of times.
It's like there's three balls, you know? It's like there's not just like a penis, there's like three balls. And one of the balls, well, you know, it's bits. But, you know, the other two don't. but that one does. So anyway, we did our thing, and we finished, and I said, oh, my God, I can't wait to tell people I met the president. And he shoved me down onto the bed and pushed a lamp neck into my throat and said, do you want to see tomorrow? Do you want to see tomorrow? And I was like, yes. Yes, I do. And so he pulled the lamp neck off me, and we laid down, and we watched Edge of Tomorrow, which is the real title, not Tomorrow. It's the one with Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt.
I thought that was called Live, Die, Repeat.
Yes, that's a common misconception. That was when they released it on DVD, originally called Edge of Tomorrow, which I think is a better title. Anyway, I didn't get to see how it ended because Mr. Dennison told me to go in the other room and call this number.
Oh, I see. So you're there now?
Yeah.
I see. Okay, well, Luoxana, I just need a couple more pieces of information to give you a quote. Can you tell me about your approximate annual salary? And you don't have to include alimony or child support payments if you don't want to.
So you said my annual salary?
Yes. We're going to do a credit check on you here, and then we're going to quote you your settlement offer.
Okay, well, my annual salary, obviously, you know, with the internet and Pornhub and everything, it's harder to make a living, but I did a lot of stuff in Romania this year, and you don't need to use protection, so that's good. You get paid more. So I would say maybe like $80,000.
Okay.
Declared income.
Of course. And roughly how much are your monthly expenses?
Well, I have two sugar daddies right now, so I'm actually in the black. I actually make $4,000 a month.
Oh, I see. But your rent and things like that?
Yeah, that's all paid for by my sugar daddies.
Oh, that's great. All right, so we're prepared to make you...
I'm the sugar baby.
We're prepared to make a personalized settlement offer based on your information. Now, this is a limited offer. You can agree to it now. $225,000 paid to you in installments from Essential Consultants. You'll be 1099'd at the end of the year.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
And all you need to do is shut the fuck up.
Okay, I get the last part, but like 1099, really? That's almost 40% of my earnings. Why can't I W-2?
Well, no, actually, under the new tax law, you'll be... Under the new tax law, it's probably better to be an independent contractor or form your own C-corporation.
Oh, trust me, I got my own C-corporation.
I hear you, girl.
Okay, well, I guess fine. I guess I'll take the 225. I mean, I'd love to see Mr. Trump again. He promised me that there was a possible opening for chief of staff at the White House. I mean, Mr. Dennison. I mean, President Dennison. I mean, David.
It's okay. I know you're new at this. Well, if you continue sleeping with him, just keep calling us back.
Okay, well, wow, probably not. But, I mean, that's nice of you. And the Inquirer, that's pretty big. How do you keep this going? This whole operation sounds like a nightmare that's going to end really poorly.
I hear you, but it's been fine so far. Fingers crossed.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm glad to be part of Essential Consultants.
Is there anything else I can do to assist you on this call?
No, I'm totally satisfied with everything. Thank you.
Can we use your testimonial on our website?
Of course.
Thank you.
No, really. Thank you.
Would you mind taking a brief survey after you hang up?
Sure, absolutely.
Nice talking to you.
You too.
Take care. Bye. Hi, and thank you for agreeing to take the brief survey. Do you remember the name of the associate you spoke to? Was it Michael Cohen or Sally?
Sally.
Did Sally refer to you by name?
Yes.
Did Sally thank you for calling Essential Consultants?
Yes, she did. Is this a message? Can I record something?
It's just Sally still.
What? Sally? I didn't recognize your voice at all.
I know, I changed it.
Wow. I guess I'll leave my message with you. I've never felt more comfortable and taken care of after a kidnapping and coercive sexual experience. So I just want you to know that you always have a loyal customer with me, and I hope they're paying you well over there.
I'm an intern.
What?
Call Essential Consultants, June 2nd, 2017.
Hi, you've reached Essential Consultants, the Essential Consulting Company. Press 1 if you want to have insight to the president's thinking. Press 2 if you are an adult film actress or model who needs to keep her mouth shut.
1. Hello?
Essential Consultants, providing insights into the president's thinking since 2016.
Okay, all right, honey. Listen, it's Davis Dennison or Dennis Dennison or whatever the hell my name is, and I wanted to know if anyone's called the number and what requests I have this week. Because now I'm setting up a blockage of gooder, cutter, whatter. I'm blocking them. I've got a big blockage, and I need to know where the money's coming from, honey. Who am I supposed to be talking to next? Those Arabs said they were going to make sure I was safe. Just like they promised Dean Martin in Cannonball Run 2.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm happy to report that the House of Saud has made a very generous purchase of Insight this week. We have a prescription drug company that we're about to close a deal with.
What's the drug?
They're purchasing a lot of Insight and a...
What's the drug?
A third company that wants to merge with a certain cable company. They've also purchased a few reams of Insight that might affect your decision-making this week.
Wow. Okay, so when do I get the money?
After you leave the presidency, sir.
What? Wait a minute. I thought this whole thing is that it's like an ATM. I need money.
What do you need money for? Do you want to talk to Mr. Cohen?
Yeah, is he there?
He's shaking down a cab driver for his monthly medallion payment.
There we go. That's my Cohen.
I'll see you tomorrow, you son of a bitch.
Michael!
Mr. President! Dennis! Boss.
No, Dennis. Listen to me. First off, you get the money from that cab guy?
Yeah, he owed me $75.
You get all the tips, too?
Yeah, well, I skimmed the tips. Yeah.
You gotta skim the tips. Always skim the tips with the cabbies, because they're always holding on to more than they say. I know how people tip now. Listen, Michael, I thought this whole thing was I was going to be able to take money out in the interim.
Well, sir, I can't give money to you. I can handle whatever you need.
What?
I can handle whatever you need in the interim. I can't give you the money.
Listen to me. The midterms are coming up. I gotta make things happen. I gotta be able to pay people off. And I know if I get the money from this account, then I can call you, give you the money, and then you can put it in some secret account.
Just leave your bank account out of it, sir. Don't worry. I've got a handle on this.
Tell me the password to my bank account.
I can't tell you the password.
I tried to do a reset, and they told me I was fraudulent.
Yes, sir. Well, they're probably not used to getting calls from the White House.
Well, anyway, I'm really excited about all these payoffs. I think we've got a lot of great business to do. And wait until everyone finds out that we've actually been doing tons of business with Iran.
Sir, the contributions have been made, the commissions have been paid, and the money will be waiting for you after you exit the presidency.
Michael, I'm not going anywhere. Not until I die. And they'll drop the flag, and everyone will say, "We miss Trump."
Well, then it'll go to your kids, sir. The Trump Organization will carry on long after you've sadly passed away.
The boys, those walking abortions? No way. I'm not letting them get dime one. Eric will spend it all on cotton candy. Don Jr. would just go to Africa and find dead animals and pay people to say that they were hunting him, and he'd turn the tables on them. Even Ivanka, she doesn't need another pair of tits. She had a baby. That's it for her. Our only hope, because there is another, is to do serious facial reconstruction surgery on Tiffany. Give her the face I leave behind.
You want to take your face off your corpse and put it onto Tiffany?
Listen, before I die, make sure that you put in my will or whatever, okay? That when I pass on, you take my face off and put it on Tiffany's face. And then put Tiffany's face on my face and bury it. Remember, Michael, face off. Face off.
Okay, I made those notes, sir.
Yeah, you got it down? Listen, Michael, if only people knew we were doing all these deals with North Korea and Iran while I'm talking tough the entire time. I mean, the Iranians must be laughing at the fact that I withdrew from the nuclear deal while I'm receiving large sums of money from them through back channels. I mean, the whole thing's a fun joke, you know what I mean? I mean, look at what we did with the Chinese. All I needed to do was a big public tough talking. And meanwhile, in the backdrop, all of our chief negotiators and people who do back-channel third-party deals arranged for China to buy over $250 billion of new product from the United States. Because we're fleecing everybody. And now I'm bailing out their companies. It's perfect. Also, maybe you should transfer me to line two. I got another girl I gotta pay.
Which hunt is which? Transcript, Mueller Testimony Preparation, July 28th, 2018.
All right, I'm ready, guys. Let's hit it, because I'm going to mop the floor with this Mueller. I'm so ready to meet with this guy.
Well, sir, we're actually doing everything we can to stop you from meeting him, but in case you get subpoenaed, we should prepare just like we tried to do with the mock debates with Hillary. We never did them because he slept in, but we wanted to do mock debates before the debates. It's good to go over some of the things we can expect him to talk about.
All I'm saying is bring him on, because I am totally going to charm him. At the end of this, he's going to say, Trump, can we be friends? Can we be friends? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
We certainly hope that happens, sir. The first question that they sent over was,
are we in it now?
We're in it, sir.
Okay, now. Now I'm ready.
So these are the questions that they sent you that you can expect to have them ask you if you sit down with the Mueller team.
Yes.
What did you know about Sally Yates's meeting with Mr. Flynn?
Sally Yates, all I know is this. She sat down with Flynn and she said, you gotta tell me what's going on. You gotta tell me about the collusion. And Flynn's a good guy. He's got a great son and he's a real hero and he fought for this country, okay? He fought for this country. Obama had him and Obama didn't have a problem with him. And Sally Yates, she says to him, what's with this collusion? What did you do? And she goes, we got you. We got you dead to rights. And Flynn says, sorry, I don't know what you're talking about, which is true. And then apparently they said to him, well, we have money that you got paid. And that money, yeah, he got paid that money. And that was money for services that had nothing to do with the campaign. Nothing to do with the campaign. Did it come from people who met with the campaign? Of course it did. Did it come from people who just spoke to me or my son within the last 3 days? Yeah. But just because two people, I mean, that's like saying, hold on, excuse me, hold on. That's like saying you run into some guy and you talk to him about it, you know, and you say to him, hey, are you going to rob the bank? And he says, yeah, I'm going to rob the bank. And you go, okay. And then like 10 minutes later, he goes and robs the bank. You don't have anything to do with that unless you pick him up and drive him away. And even then, what did you know? I was just the getaway guy.
Sir, our legal team encourages you to say you do not recall.
Okay, let's try it again.
What do you know about Sally Yates's meetings with Mr. Flynn?
I do not recall the first time I heard about Sally Yates and Michael Flynn, but I recall the second time I heard about it, and it was really terrible because Michael got himself into some hot water with money from the Russians, and let's face it, there were people I was doing business with as well. And we were trying to get the hotel built, and they said, listen, we'll make you president, and if you become president, then you can change all these tax laws, and you can change trade, and you can lay off the Russians, which we should do. And sanctions. We got to get rid of the sanctions. Why are we sanctioning anybody? Last time I checked, a sanction is an endorsement. I sanctioned that. I sanctioned the Russians. So in that sense, I was helping everybody. And so Michael got a kickback. Big deal. We get the hotel and we roll out of there. Oh boy, we're in that hotel and Michael's got a job as a bellboy.
All right. Again, sir, we just encourage you to say you didn't know anything about Sally Yates' meeting with Mr. Flynn except for...
But I know Sally Yates. She worked for the Clintons and she was a total jerk.
All right, sir. They're going to ask you about your dinner with James Comey. So what was the purpose of your dinner on January 27th with Mr. Comey, and what was said at that dinner?
Well, first off, we had the White House chef prepare an incredible meal, and we released a dummy menu to the public. It was like a fancy menu, but I knew Comey's an FBI guy, and he'd want to eat like it was a steakout. So I got two big Italian submarine gyros, and with all the meat and all the fixings, and two bottles of Coca-Cola, Diet Coke for me, and a big bunch of chips in the middle. And I said, this is like a steakout. And I even put the seats like they were next to each other in a car so we could sit and have a real conversation. Just two top cops. And so what was the purpose? To tell Comey to lay off the Russia investigation, because this guy is all up in my business. And the fact is, there's a lot of stuff I have to hide, but let's face it. I wasn't on the up and up because before I came into the White House, I had a lot of weird business dealings that even I don't know about because Michael handled most of that stuff. I just gave him the money and he handled it and he handled it. And I got my money and that's all that mattered. So I said, Comey, lay off. Don't you want to stay the FBI director? Because I'm going to fire you if you don't do this. And then, you know, I wanted to know if they had the tape because if they got me with the women pissing on the bed, you know, it's bad news. But at the same time, I might want to beat it to it. I wish I got the tape of it because I wanted to pleasure myself to the tape.
All right. So the legal team is encouraging you to say you didn't know Mr. Comey very well and you thought by having dinner with him, you could improve your working relationship.
I knew who he was. He was so great with the Hillary thing. Then he wasn't great. Then he was great again, and I didn't care about having a relationship with him. I wanted the guy to stop investigating Russia because we had serious entanglements with the Russian mafia, illegal shell banks, and a bunch of other bad players that we had been moving our money around with for over 25 years.
We don't want to mention that, sir.
Okay. So should I just say that I have a relationship with just the Russians?
No. I would say that you wanted to have dinner with Comey for work reasons.
But what about the pleasure tape?
We don't want to bring that up, sir.
But I want to know!
Why did you hold Jeff Sessions' resignation until May 31st, 2017, and with whom did you discuss it?
I held it because I wanted... Listen, first off, I wanted to see if Jeff would turn around and do the right thing, okay? He should have never recused himself from the Russia investigation. It's the whole reason I put him in there. I mean, this guy is a total drip, okay? And he's easy to pay off, let me say that. One of the first people with me on the campaign. And I thought Jeff would be very easy. And Jeff turned out to be very hard. For such a little guy with such big ears. I mean, he's like White Obama. And I said to him, I said, listen to me, Jeff. Don't resign. Because if you resign, I will take you down like a house of cards. I mean, let's face it. This guy is so linked with our campaign. He knew all about the Russian money transfers. He knew about meeting with the consultants. He knew about the Trump Tower that my son went to and was calling me from time to time to let me know what info the Russians had and how they could help give the hack and send the emails and get the election where we needed it. So I said to Jeff, that's all going to come out. And you're going to be totally ruined. But if you stick with me, I promise I'll keep it quiet. And then what does this jerk do? He recuses himself, but then stays in office? That means I'm screwed because I can't say anything and the guy's got no power.
The legal team is encouraging that instead you say you have confidence in Mr. Sessions' role as Attorney General, so you didn't accept his resignation.
I'll remember that.
Next, when you went to Russia in 2013, did you communicate with...
That was a great trip.
Did you communicate with representatives of the Russian government or Russian real estate investors?
Yeah, I talked to all kinds of guys. But the thing is, we did it really, really smart. Very smart. We did it very smart. So what we would do is meet in the hotel lobby. And then we would move to a second location because usually there would be a tail car. So once we lost the tail car by switching inside some parking garage, we'd end up in an apartment, usually some Russian nobody. I mean, these people's faces when you come in the door, don't kill me, don't kill me, don't kill me, don't kill me. And we say, just be quiet. Just let us meet in your living room. No one wants to kill you. We were very nice, and we met with a lot of guys, different bankers, real estate developers, and of course the people who were friends of Putin, big guys. I mean, these are big guys. And I know them. I know them all. I know every one of them. And we have a great relationship with them. I know the big guys, big money guys. And you know, Putin and I did a video chat, which was incredible.
The legal team's advising you to say you did not meet any representatives from the Russian government and you were just there to do the Miss Universe pageant.
Well, that was the other thing because, you know, Miss Universe was unbelievable that year. The age of consent in Russia is 16 or 14. I can't remember. So, you know, we go to the dressing room and all those beautiful girls are in there, you know, and they got their tops off and some of them got their bottoms off and it's beautiful. You know, you're seeing these young girls right at their prime, you know, right when they're supposed to be having babies. And that's the thing young girls don't understand. You're supposed to be having babies when you're 14 or 15 because then the body bounces back. all these women are having when they're 37, 38. Of course you're going to look like a slug afterward. But when you have them young, and then you stay young, and that's what they don't understand.
So, the legal team actually doesn't mind if you want to continue that train of thought because it doesn't incriminate you in any way.
Then I'm finished.
Fine. What involvement did you have concerning changes to the Republican platform about arming the Ukraine?
Well, the first thing was the platform was too low. I said, how are the cameras going to catch me if I'm walking out on such a low platform? So, you know, I'm in construction, and I understand how a stage is built. So I said, let's get these Ukrainian guys in here. They know how to lift the stage for cheap. I got a great deal on it. I only paid 40 cents on the dollar to get the job done, and it was a beautiful stage. It was a beautiful convention, one of the great conventions.
Well, if Mueller lets you get away with that answer, sir, that would be a real boon for us. Next, what do you know about a 2017 meeting in Seychelles involving Eric Prince in the UAE?
Well, that Seychelles is incredible because it's still got the nacho platter and the buffalo wings and even the potato skins. And a lot of the Seychelles don't offer that anymore. They went way more Tex-Mex. And you could even get margaritas and everything. I mean, I don't drink, but I thought it was a really great restaurant.
What communications did you have with Michael Cohen, Felix Sater, and others about Russian real estate developments during the campaign?
I mean, we talked about all kinds of business deals. Michael, you know, all these guys, we do all the business deals. And, you know, of course, Don Jr., the not original Trump, he's, you know, in charge of the day-to-day. But it's very important because we have a lot of property deals. And Michael, of course, has a very large slush fund with a company called Essential Consultants, and that's where I'd put all my money. I would give it to Michael, and of course, he'd do the payouts and hold my money for me, especially any money that came from what we call bad actors. Bad actors. And the bad actors, you know, let's face it, the same way I don't want people knowing I know Steven Seagal, I don't want people to know that I know bad actors in the world stage either. But of course, they're all very good.
Call. Blocked number to Robert Mueller. December 10th, 2017.
Hi. You've reached Bob Mueller on my personal line. I can't come to the phone right now, so leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
You can't tell who this is. You have no idea. But let me tell you, you better lay off Trump, you hear me? Because you got something real bad coming your way if you don't take your Herman Munster head and turn around and go back to the FBI and find someone like Hillary Clinton to go after, because that guy's innocent. And he doesn't like the way you've been treating him. And you never even sat down to have dinner.
Call. Blocked number to Robert Mueller. May 11th, 2018.
Hi. You've reached Bob Mueller on my personal line. I can't come to the phone right now, so leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Oh, boy. Okay. Hi. This is David Dennison. Listen to me. You don't know who this is, really. It could be anyone, but it's a blocked number, so how will you even be able to tell? Now, let me tell you, many people are saying that you're going too hard on Trump, and what you need to do is lay off, and then he'll talk to you. He wants to talk to you, but he wants to talk to you about all kinds of fun things, like what's going on The Voice, or can you believe Big Bang Theory got two more seasons? There's plenty of fun things to talk about, but my friend Sean Hannity says I should stop talking to you or calling you. I mean, not my friend. I don't know. Goodbye.
Call. Blocked number to Robert Mueller. June 7th, 2018.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
Don't you worry about that. What are you doing?
I'm not going to answer that. Do you know who you're talking to?
Yeah, this is Robert Mueller, right?
This is Robert Mueller.
Okay, you don't know who this is, though, right?
Well, I have a guess. And if you are who I think you are, you really shouldn't be calling me.
You gotta lay off Trump, you hear me?
What?
You gotta lay off Trump. Never mind who this is. Back off, buddy.
Really?
Yeah, you better back off.
Should I really?
You should definitely, totally end the investigation, which is a total witch hunt. And I'm telling you right now, this guy's got very powerful friends, and I wouldn't want something to happen to you.
Fine. Maybe I will lay off.
Wow, really?
No.
What? What was that?
It was a joke. Actually, I'm going to lay on even more because you called me. Fuck you.
Well, excuse me. Fuck you, buddy. You can go fuck yourself. Go fuck your mother, okay? Go fuck your mother. Go fuck your mother. You fuck your mother. You're a motherfucker.
Hey, come say that to my face, you asshole.
I will say it to your face. I'll put my fist in your face. You understand me? Not that it needs any help.
Get off. Fuck you.
Listen to me, you pig.
You can't do shit. You can't do shit. Fuck you.
You can eat shit. You eat shit out of a bowl like a dog. Everybody knows it.
You can't do anything. Fuck you.
Oh, really? Yeah? You'll see if I come testify. If I come testify, you'll totally be screwed. You understand that?
Oh, so it is you. It's the president.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if I came and testified, I didn't say anything. You can't get me, Mueller.
Well, who are you to come testify? Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you? Why don't you testify?
I'm Robert Mueller.
Oh, I got you to say your name, doofus.
Well, I knew my name. I said I was me when you called, asshole.
Yeah, well, whatever. You revealed yourself.
Oh, whatever? Nice. Good comeback. Oh, whatever. Fuck you.
You know what? Eat shit. Eat shit, you stink bird. I'm never talking to you. I'm not listening to Justin. I'm never talking to you. You understand me?
Good. I don't want you to talk to me. I don't want to talk to you either.
You don't want to talk to me? I don't want to talk to you.
Well, you called me, asshole.
Well, you called... No, yeah, sure. But that's because I wanted you to talk, and you did. So now I control you.
You don't control me.
I totally control you. You're my puppet.
You're the puppet.
No, you're the puppet. You're my puppet.
All right, I know that's you, Trump. Fuck you. You're going down. You're going down. Sorry.
Only thing you're going down on is your mom. You're going down on a dog. You're going down on... You go to the zoo. Go eat out in a giraffe, you pervert.
You're the pervert. You're the one paying off playmates, cheating on your wife.
No.
Horny for your daughter, pissing on sheets, piss freak.
At least I'm getting laid, okay? At least I'm getting laid.
Oh, I'm getting plenty laid.
Oh, you're getting laid? Yeah, right. With a head like that?
Believe me, I'm getting plenty laid. Fuck you.
Oh, fuck you. Listen to me. Listen, let me tell you something. I see more pussy in a day than you'll see in a lifetime, okay? And that's if you worked at a cat rescue center.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see about that. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, buddy. Why don't you come over here and say that to me.
Okay, I'm coming over.
Oh, yeah? You coming over?
Yeah, I'm coming over right now.
Yeah, it's 1600 Pennsylvania Asshole Avenue.
Yeah? So it's the White House, huh?
Yeah. No. I live, another house right there. It's 1600 and a half.
All right, I'll meet you there. I'll meet you there in an hour and a half.
Yeah, I'll meet you. I'll be out front. Out in front.
I'll see you there.
Yeah, I'll see you there. I'll see you there. You better be prepared for a bruising, buddy.
I'll kick your ass.
Yeah, whatever.
Fuck you.
Oh, fuck you! You get off the phone!
Asshole.
Archivist's note. I was fired today. Or I should say my position was eliminated. The library project was being blackballed, effective immediately. I was to gather my materials and return them to the White House without delay. I saw more than a little satisfaction on John Kelly's face when he gave me the news. He said that he never thought I belonged there. I didn't know how to tie a tie like a gentleman, and my corduroys gave a distasteful squeak when I shuffled in my armchair. But he wished me the best of luck back in Florida. I asked to speak to the president, but Kelly told me that would not be possible. So I went back to my hotel in a daze and started packing my bags. I had seen the garden, and now I was being expelled. I stuffed my papers in a mailer, sorted the cans for recycling, and picked the tissues up off the floor. I was just about to check my bank balance on my cracked smartphone when the screen flickered and the phone rang from a blocked number. I paused for a moment, then answered. To my surprise, I heard the voice of the president. "I want you to publish. Publish everything, right now." I was stunned. I asked him why the change. He said he had talked to Rudy and that they were taking a new tack. "Get it all out there," he said. "Get our story out first. Get ahead of it. We're fucked. We're fucked. They can't do this to us. They can't do this to Trump. We're fucked." For the first time, I heard something in his voice that sounded pathetic. How had I never noticed it before? He was afraid. He was afraid of everything. In a flash, I couldn't believe what a fool I'd been. This is the guy I was going to give up my life for? This is the guy who got between me and my wife? My stomach turned with a familiar disgust. I dutifully told the president that I had reviewed some of the material and that he might object to some of it being public. He said Rudy said that didn't matter. Rudy said publish everything. So that was it. I told the president he would see his library in print exactly as I'd promised him. It would be tremendous. He didn't seem to remember why we were on the phone. America's mayor was muttering in the background about attorney-client privilege. I glanced down at my notes for the interview I planned to end the volume with, and it occurred to me what Trump and his rabid base have in common. They will stop at nothing to get what they want, but they are just too dumb to get anything done. At least I hope that's true. I guess we'll find out. Kelsey Nelson. Call, blocked number to unknown Skype relay, November 6th, 2018.
What do you want?
This is President Trump calling. Is this one of my incredible trolls?
No. Do not call this number. Lose number.
I know it's hard to accept you getting a call from Trump, a troll getting a call from the president, so I expect you to be very surprised. But the truth is that we have a big day coming up tomorrow, and I wanted to call and give you, what do they call it? A pep talk. Something. Raise your spirits. A good boost for morale.
Please, we cannot discuss, sir. I would hang up the phone, but if I disrespect for you, then they make my family disappear.
I know, trust me. I get it. I know. You're looking for a raise. You work hard. You don't want to be bothered. We don't have the money to help you out right now, but I promise you after the midterm, big bonuses all around.
Sir, please. I do not want to hang up on you because of what they will do to my family if I am rude to you. Please, sir. The less you say, the better. And there's no guarantee. We should not know each other.
I don't want to know anything, okay? I don't want to know what you're going to do. I don't want to know about your access to the voter rolls or how it was far more deep and far more integrated into our voting system than anyone anticipated. I don't want to know anything. So, tell me the plan for tomorrow.
Well, sir, we have access to many systems. We have access to data. As they know, we have the ability to change some data in a way that nobody will notice, just as we did several years ago. That is the most I can say.
Where are you? Are you in Russia?
We are in Siberia.
We are?
I am.
Where am I?
I don't know.
Good. Let's keep it that way. You passed the first test. Now, it's very important to me that nobody know anything, okay? And also, let's face it, the best work you guys did in 2016 was using our own social networks and shallow media literacy to plant stories that exacerbated fissures in American culture that have existed for centuries to motivate people to vote differently. Really, not even doing anything illegal.
That was a big part of it. Pretty cool, right?
So incredible. America is so weak. They're a bunch of weakies. But we can't tell anybody that. We know that. We need to be strong. Like Russia. Right? Right? Am I right?
Yes, we are strong, sir. You are a strong. You are very strong, man. You're strong like a Russian.
Too bad you're a troll. You have a hard time because you live under a bridge, you can't get good cell service down there, plus you still gotta get coins from everybody who passes.
No, sir. This is a confusion from language.
A confusion from language? All I know...
Our language is confused. We are the, cyber... We work on the computer.
Troll lives in computer. Troll lives in computer. How do you make the computer work?
Well, we use a Blade server farm here, and the virtualization and the multiple terminals that can be made from stock hardware.
Okay. How do I get my Gmail?
We are not worried about your Gmail, sir.
I'm worried about it.
But as you know, many voting systems in your country, in many states, are running on technology from 20 years ago. You have Windows 95 computers running voting touchscreens that are backed by an access database that isn't even encrypted. You take security at your casinos and deli ATMs more seriously. Even with good security, electronic voting solves no problems with paper ballots, but introduces many, many new ones.
So embarrassing, so unbelievable, that the United States fails so incredibly with old voting machines.
But you know what I say? I say everyone says to me, Mr. Trump, please, we need to fix the voting machines. We need to fix the voter rolls. The system is broken. And I say, leave it that way. Who cares? It's the only way I'm going to get reelected, or the Republicans are going to keep the House, that's for sure. It's working for me. And by the way, blue wave, more like blue little trickle out of someone's pee-pee. There's no way. I mean, we're talking, this is a prostate-choked wave. There's no way. There's going to be no wave. The only thing we're going to be doing is waving goodbye to the Democrats when they lose tomorrow on Election Day, and we'll be grateful, believe me.
Well, we accept your gratitude, sir, but if you'll excuse me, we should get back to work.
Listen to me. Before you go, can you hack? I have a list of top 10 famous actresses who I'd like to see sexy naked selfies from. Could you hack them? Can I have them?
Oh, we have them already. We have everybody's everything.
Well, could you send me Jessica Alba, Suzanne Summers? I know, it seems weird, but I can't get her out of my mind. She'll always be Chrissy to me, and I'll send the rest of the list over.
Sir, I should say, we are very busy tonight and tomorrow. This is night before election. We cannot be diverting our resources to sending nudie pictures.
Well, that's fine. I'll just rely on my old-fashioned spank bank. Can't hack that, baby. Not yet. Unless they can put a chip in your brain. Can they put a chip in your brain?
No, I can't.
But can somebody?
Maybe. Ivan?
Yes.
He said maybe.
Wow!
Nostrovia!
Nostradamus!
Interview. 2020 Re-Election Plan. Sir, you are the only president that has released his presidential library before the end of his first term.
It's incredible, isn't it? They said it couldn't be done. They said we couldn't do anything we did.
But you did it.
But will they say it?
No.
And there's so much more. So much. 2020, the vision.
What is your vision for 2020?
It's gonna be very tough. Very tough. I've met with some of the top minds, some of the great minds, political minds, minds that are the great strategists, makers of the political landscape, the inside guys. And listen, I was fighting against these guys. These were the people I was running against. But then you got to do it. You got to turn and make them work for you. And 2020 is tough. It's not going to be easy. Not going to be easy at all. The Democrats... Okay, listen, a lot of weak Democrats, but they're going to gain, and they're tough, very tough. And there's a lot of great people that can run, a lot of tough Democrats.
What about Kamala Harris?
You got Kamala Harris, Obama Clinton. I mean, she's Obama Clinton.
What about John Kerry?
I mean, John Kerry would be crazy if he ran. That guy would be crazy if he ran. He already got the swift boat, and the swift boat's going to come back. Swift boat's going to pull right into the harbor, go toot toot, and John Kerry's going to get on, and he's going to sail away.
What about Joe Biden?
You got Joe Biden. This guy, I'd drop him. I'd sock him in the jaw, and he'd drop like a sack. Biden could be in there, but he's old news. Yeah, he's old news. You got Christian Gillibrand, young, blonde, sexy, okay? You got that Governor Andy Cuomo, okay? People in New York don't even like him. And that's the thing with the mayor. These two don't even like each other. And that's going to be tough. I get along with all the mayors. Every mayor loves me, even John Mayer. And he's the mayor of music. But we're going to fight, and it's going to be tough. And going into November 2020, who knows what's going to happen? I'm the only one who's saying the election might be stolen. I said it before, and then it was. We don't know what's going to happen. The Russians, if the hacking is true, if this hacking is happening, and Hillary, she's the only one who asked the Russians to hack. Hillary's the one who set it all up. She's the one who took the money from the Russians and gave the money to the Russians. Uranium 1, Uranium 2, Uranium 3, Uranium 4, Miami Patrol, we got them all. Uranium 5, Johnny 5's alive. It's all there. And the truth is, if you trace the money back to the Clintons, this is what most people don't know about 2016. Russia. Russia. Russia's working with the Clintons. They're all connected to the Democrats. The Democrats are the ones who hacked the election. They threw it to me out of spite. But we need to have a good relationship with Russia. We should have a great relationship with Russia. We need to get Russia settled down. And they understand that they're dealing with a tough guy now. But the Democrats have the hacking tools now. So who knows what's going to happen? They say they don't hack, but since they did, and we know they did, they might do it again. Because if they don't, we will. I don't think it's going to look good, to be honest with you. I don't think it's going to look good. And I believe coming into that election, it's very difficult. And I don't know what the result's going to be. And the result could be tough. And we're going to have to hang in there. And that's the problem.
But you do expect to win, sir.
I think we have it tough. I don't know what's going to happen. I can't say anything. I'd like to win. I think I should win. But who knows what the result is? We could all be waking up not knowing what anything's happening. The truth of the matter is we could be looking at the Democrats saying, we won. We won. But we know they didn't win. And that election day, there's so many irregularities. And the truth is, we need the Xi. We need the Xi. And we need the Academy. And the Amway. And the good old Blackwater boys. And those boys, they were tough. They fought in Fallujah. They fought all over the world. And they're private. They're private military, which we love. We love the private. We love the private. And the private's very good for us. And so I personally think, and I hate to do it. I hate to do it. I'd use the National Guard if I could, but I can't. They say you can't do it, and I wish I could. I thought when you're president, you could say what you wanted to do, but you can't. So we'll have to have the private and the private Blackwater. They'll be there at the voting polls, making sure that the right people are voting, that the people with the proper papers are voting, that there aren't the radical Antifa and the Antifa and the Uncle Fa. All of them are there. Uncle Fa, Antifa. We know they're coming. And our guys will show them the door. But the election's really important. And it's all about the campaign. And all about the great rallies and the campaign and making sure we get up there. And remember, we reach the people. And we reach the people with the cyber and the computer. These computer guys know what they're doing. And they've got all the research. You know, we did great on the Facebook and we did great on the Twitter. We do the hits. We make the hits and the people get the views and we're all getting the views. It's unbelievable. You look at the views and we're getting more views than anybody and everybody's viewing us and get the data and the data points and the data points in one direction. It says, who are the voters and what are they thinking? We got the Jesus guy who wants to lower the taxes. We got the Jesus guy who wants to let the immigrants in and we got to separate them. We don't want to talk to the Jesus guy who likes immigrants. We want the Jesus guy who got the tax cuts. We got an old lady, and there's so many old ladies who aren't good on the iPad, but they love Trump. These old ladies, they go, Trump, we want Trump. We want Trump. Trump saves the guns. And we get the teachers, and some teachers are old ladies, and those old ladies have guns. And we send them all a message. And it's incredible. The cyber and the computer and all the information we're gathering, and we're going to put it to work. And if we lose the election, or if the election is money, because I don't like to say lose, because I never like the word lose. But if we win poorly, and the Democrats are saying, we won, we won. We're the victory. We're the president now. We have an incredible database, and it's a database. And this gives us, and I'll tell you, I was talking to Eric Prince the other day, and he says, we got a great plan. And I'll tell you the plan. Hannity and Judge Jeanine Pirro, they have the plan. We're going to be under siege. The Democrats lying about the win, and we're going to use the data. Who are the counties? Where are the police? And the police, they support us. And the people on the ground, the true members of the MAGA world, the MAGA community. And there's so many of them. And we're going to organize them. And we're going to use this data to reach out to them and say, hold strong, hold firm, because I'm not going anywhere. I will stay by you and defend you to the defense of the forefathers' constitutional right to stay with your arms and keep your towns And I will say, don't give up your town. Don't give it up to these liars. It's corrupt. And the traitors have taken over our country. And only I can save it. And then we send the Blackwater boys to the other towns, and we have it all. And we have the everything. And I've met a lot of local cops, a lot of good local cops, and they're with us. And they're going to say no. And what is a country but made up of towns and cities? And it's the towns that matter. The sanctuary cities where the fake votes come from have the immigrants. The cities are holding the immigrants. We need to surround those cities. That'll be the first thing we need to do. Send the people out of the towns with their guns, which is their Second Amendment right, to protect against the illegals and the traitors and the MS-13. And let's face it, these cities have become foreign countries. They're not even American anymore. The truth is that these cities aren't American, but the towns are. And when these Democrats and these liberals who live in these cities and are with the illegals and against the law, they're no longer American cities. Don't we want the big cities? We want the big cities. Everyone in these small towns dreams of going to these cities. But they can't because they're hated. Because the liberal elites and global bankers who live in these cities, they look down on them. They look down on them. So we do the Ferguson. The Ferguson, but for us. And we need to occupy it. We need to take the best of Fallujah, the best of Ferguson, all the great people who served in those terrible moments, put them together and make sure we're on the ground. And this is a ground war, folks. It's a ground war. Don't ever forget that. This is a ground war. City to city, building to building, taking people and reminding them of who's in charge. And that could last for who knows? Who knows? I say the election will not be settled until we find out exactly what happened with the hacking of the 2020 election and how the Democrats stole it. And if it takes 10 years, if it takes 20, if it takes 80 years, whatever it takes, it might take a century to figure it out. But we must stay in charge to keep normalcy, normalcy, to keep things running and flowing and to keep it safe. We must be safe. The best safeness. And who provides better safety than the blue lives? And the blue lives matter. And that's what matters. We can't allow Black Panthers roaming free. It's fun as a movie, but not fun in real life. And if they don't like it, they can go to Waka Waka Tata or whatever the place is. Their invisible city filled with blacks.
Sir, it sounds to me like you're saying in the event of a loss in 2020, you're going to question the results of the election?
I'm not questioning everything. Or anything. What I'm saying is that it's already taken. The election's already stolen. It's just a matter now of seeing how they do it. It's illegitimate already. It's an illegitimate result. And if it's an illegitimate result, I need to stay there to protect the people. Because remember, I'm outside of politics. I am not politics. And when you don't have politics, that's how you get things done. And if a politician wins, it's probably because they stole it. And if they stole it, that means we need to put certain things into effect. The marshal, the law, the different things that matter. Curfew, things that keep people safe. The Constitution is not a suicide pact until it is. That's what Steve Miller told me. And that guy, I mean, he knows a thing or two. Have you ever seen his eyes? They're very beady.
Epilogue. With the library headed to press and nothing left for me in the nation's capital, I had some thinking and drinking to do. So I booked a roomette on the Silver Meteor train back to West Palm Beach. I remember riding this train back in 1986, the first time Peg and I separated after I went all in on Lyndon LaRouche. And it was a metro liner that brought me home from the Golden State when I concluded my love affair with L. Ron Hubbard and Company. Around the 4th of July, 1997. I guess a long train trip is my little ritual to check back in with reality after I get carried away and before I return home and grovel to my wife, whose present enthusiasm for Nexium classes is somehow not up for discussion. The best way to see this country is by train. It jolts you out of city life into the world of the people out there who live next to the train tracks. This is Trump country, and it includes people who live places the train doesn't even go. These people have taken a hard look at the life offered to them by the systems designed and controlled by the educated coastal elite and they've decided to tell them they can shove it where the sun don't shine. They'd rather obliterate the status quo than find out what humiliations it intends to deliver next. They cry that their heritage is being robbed from them. What do they mean by their heritage? It's hard to describe, but it's definitely white. Who is out to get them? That's also unclear, but people a shade or two darker than them might as well take some lumps while they figure it out. Now, I know the suburbs went for Trump, too. And those people aren't suffering from quite the same affliction, unless you count heroin and suicide.